Conservatives think you're liberal. Liberals think you're conservative. What are you guys?
Well, first of all, the political spectrum is not linear, you know, just between liberals and conservatives.
Right.
Liberals want you to have personal freedom, but not economic freedom. Conservatives want you to have economic freedom, but not personal freedom. And libertarians believe that you should have both personal and economic freedom.
Yeah, I like the paragraph from your website. Despite this confusion, the libertarian philosophy is really easy to understand. Libertarians are quite simply people who believe in self-ownership. You own yourself, and no one else on earth has a higher claim to your body or your labor than you do, so long as you act in a way that doesn't interfere with anybody else's freedom. This is something both parties should actually listen to.
Absolutely. And at one point, both parties did support that. Whenever I campaign, I basically tell people that libertarians support the Constitution, individual rights, and private property. And in 2 years of campaigning, I've never had anybody argue or contest that. So everybody in the United States starts out claiming to believe in the Constitution, but then, you know, they always find exceptions. They don't want you to have freedom of speech because they don't like what you say. They don't want you to have all your money because you're not generous enough. And there are no exceptions to the Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights is not negotiable.
The Libertarian Party is on how many ballots in how many states?
We are on the ballot in 48 states and Washington, D.C. To give you some relative examples, Ralph Nader is on the ballot in 35 states, and 50.3% of the people in the United States have an opportunity to vote for Mr. Nader. I'm on the ballot in 48 states. 98.3% of the people have an opportunity to vote for me. And in the polls, Ralph Nader and I are pretty much tied. So we anticipate that I will get at least twice as many votes as Ralph Nader this election.
What about in Congress? Any representation in Congress?
We don't have libertarians in Congress yet. However, we do have over 600 libertarians elected to office. We have more candidates on the ballot, more political support than all other third parties combined. Here in my home state of Texas, for example, we have 31 candidates for Congress. The only district that we do not field a candidate is in Ron Paul's district. That is out of respect and deference for probably the most honorable person in Congress right now.
Do you believe that that your philosophy is that one of the reasons people don't know that much about libertarians is because you guys are a threat to both parties in some ways?
Absolutely. On my website, we had a little flash routine that said, George Bush thinks that he's the best person to run your life. John Kerry thinks that he's the best person to run your life. And I said, I'm Michael Badnarik. I think that you are the best person to run your life. And that has gotten us a great deal of publicity.
Okay. I know you got a crazy schedule today, so maybe we'll put some phone calls out there. 410-467-WBAL, 1-800-767-WBAL, toll-free long distance. I'm going to take a short break. After this, I would like to ask you about the war. Let's say you were elected president tomorrow. What would be your first action concerning the war in Iraq, okay?
Okay.
All right, Michael Badnarik. Again, badnarik.com is his website. He is the author of a new book out that's called Good to Be King right now. And it's interesting stuff, folks, so stay with us. If you have a comment, you'd like a question directed at our guest, again, that's Libertarian presidential candidate Michael Badnarik. Give us a ring, 410-467.